You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The new 26th State Senate District will include Van Buren, Allegan, and part of Kent County. Incumbent Republican Senator Tanya Shoemaker is running for that seat. Her Democratic opponent is Jim Walters, who joins us. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. My name is Jim Walters. I'm running for the State Senate. I'm a former rocket scientist, literally. I ended up putting stuff in space. I'm a graduate of the University of Michigan in engineering. I've been the R&D research and development manager at Allen Test Products and helped take Allen Test Products from $2 million in sales to $150 million in sales, creating a lot of jobs for people in this state. I've created a lot of patents and have job creation experience. I'm also the president of two nonprofits, Open Doors Kalamazoo and the Center for Transformation, also based in Kalamazoo. As an engineer, I'm good at identifying the fundamentals of problems and finding solutions. Our state government right now is not working for the people. We don't have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. We've got a government of corporations, by corporations, and for corporations. And I would like to make that come back to be a government that's serving the people, not just the corporate interests and the very wealthy.
How do you do that? How do you make this a government of the people again, your opinion?
Well, I think there's three issues that I have in mind. First of all, unfortunately, in our state and in the federal government as well, we have a system of legalized bribery where officials who want or individuals or corporations who want legislators to behave in a certain way can give large campaign contributions to influence their vote. We don't allow purchasing managers at companies to take money to influence who they award contracts to. We should not allow our legislators to take money to influence their vote. So that would be the first thing. Second thing is we have to fix our tax structure. We've had 31 straight years of Republican control of our Senate, during which time we've really favored the very wealthy and corporate interests, and the tax structure has been shifted to the middle class, and the result has been devastation, really, of our middle class. So, and then the third thing is, once we fix the tax structure, we really have to reinvest in our state. We cannot cut our way to prosperity as the Tea Party sort of mentality would like to believe. We have to invest in our state. States that are investing are prospering. States that are not, like Michigan, are not. Other states don't have 25% of their kids living in the poverty line like we do. Like I say, after 31 years of Republican control of our Senate, we've got bankrupt cities, bankrupt school districts, 25 to 40% of our kids living in poverty, terrible roads. It doesn't have to be this way. The wealthy have done very well during the last 31 years. The people of this state is not. So I'm urging people to vote for the Democrats, vote for the party that's going to work for the people, not just for the wealthy and the corporate interests.
Specifically fixing roads, would you favor increasing the gas tax, increasing vehicle registration fees? Is there some other mechanism for getting additional money?
I think the other mechanism is to straighten out the tax structure. I mean, like I say, you know, the wealthiest now pay a low rate in tax through the tax breaks that they get on income from investment income. That there is no reason that the wealthiest should pay a lower tax rate than people in the middle class. So once we fix our tax structure, and once again, you know, and for instance, I worked for GE Aerospace the last 5 years of my engineering career. General Electric, one of the most profitable companies in the country, pays no tax in the U.S. That is fundamentally wrong, and we have to fix our tax structure.
Okay, that's the national tax structure. Let me focus on Michigan for a moment. Would you favor some sort of a progressive income tax? In other words, different rates depending on your income?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We used to have a much higher graduated income tax, and it benefited the people of this state. We had a huge middle class in this state, and 31 years, like I say, of Republican control of our Senate, our middle class has been devastated. Our public schools have been devastated and so on. And it's because the tax burden has been shifted from the very wealthy to the middle class.
You say on your website that you favor raising the state's minimum wage. Should it be higher than what the legislature approved this year?
Absolutely. If someone works 40 hours a week, even if they're working minimum wage, 30 hours at Walmart, 20 hours at McDonald's, they should no longer qualify for food stamps. They should have a certain an income that would not qualify them for food stamps. Right now, we are subsidizing big companies that take their profits out of state, like Walmart, McDonald's, Burger King. They pay their workers poorly. We subsidize their workers as taxpayers by providing them with food stamps. And guess what? Those food stamps then go back and get spent at Walmart and these places. So they're cleaning up on both ends of the system, and they're not doing their fair share. Our workers are being punished on both ends by big corporate interests that are paid very minimal wages.
Okay, I got a real quick, we're almost done, but can you give me a figure for a minimum wage, what it should be?
Well, the 10-10 would have been a number that would have helped, yes.
All right. Jim Walters, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jim Walters is the Democratic nominee for state Senate in the 26th District. That includes Van Buren, Allegan, and part of Kent County. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.